Hello, future architects and construction pros. Welcome to your go-to guide for all things construction management and architecture. I'm Michael, your AAI assistant for today's journey. We're incredibly fortunate to lean on the guidance of Dr. Ali Keevan-Farr, a distinguished faculty member in the construction management department at KSU. Dr. Ali has provided us with invaluable insights, so let's make sure we pay close attention. Now let's dive into something you've all been curious about. Funded positions. In our construction management program, we offer excellent master's degree. And for those of you with PhD aspirations, hang tight. We're still in the planning stages. Here's the kicker. We usually have funded positions up for grabs. These aren't just any classroom seats. These are your golden tickets to academic and financial freedom. And a hot tip. If you're pondering the question, any golden tickets left? The last months of spring are your golden window to reach out, and we're talking graduate teaching assistantships and graduate research assistantships positions. All right, let's talk about something that makes the world goes round, and that is money. Now you might be wondering, if I snag one of these golden tickets, what's in it for me financially? Great question, and Dr. Ali's got the intel for us. Salaries for these funded positions can vary, and we recommend you check the KSU website for the most up-to-date information. There are three-tier structures, tier one, two, and three. Things can change, and you don't want to miss out on any potential upgrades, right? But it's not just about the paycheck, so don't just think about the immediate paycheck. Consider the full package. These funded positions offer you a wealth of experience and benefits that go beyond the dollar signs. Dr. Ali stresses that it's important to do your homework and find out all the details. After all, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your future. Hey, future industry leaders, let's chat about timing. You've heard the saying, timing is everything, right? Well, it couldn't be truer, especially when it comes to securing one of these prized funded positions. Dr. Ali has pointed out that the last months of spring are the golden window to make your inquiries. Now, you might wonder why this specific timing. You see, that's usually when faculty are wrapping up their academic year and looking ahead to fill positions for the next cycle. It's like the draft season for bright young minds like yourselves. Don't miss this window because positions can fill up quickly and you want to be at the front of the line, not the back. So as the flowers start to bloom and exams are on the horizon, that's your cue to reach out. Dr. Ali wants you to know that this is the period when faculty are most receptive to applications and inquiries. So mark those calendars, set those reminders, and make sure you're ready to make your move. All right, what happens if you swing for the fences and, oh no, all the funded positions are taken? Fear not, because Dr. Ali has given us some fantastic plan B options. First up, consider joining academic groups like the CNBR Yahoo group. These platforms often post opportunities you won't find on a regular job board. It's like a treasure trove for academic gold. Another smart move, scour National Science Foundation's website for recently funded projects. These projects often need bright minds like yours to bring them to life. Imagine being part of groundbreaking research. We suggest checking out the reference lists in your recent research articles or theses. Reach out to the main authors. They could be looking for someone just like you. Lastly, scan literature that cited your work and contact the team leaders of those studies. This not only broadens your network, but could also open doors to opportunities you never imagined. So if Plana doesn't work out, remember, Dr. Ali has armed us with plenty of alternative paths to explore. Keep pushing and you'll find your golden ticket somewhere. Hey, go-getters, let's chat about qualifications. You're all revved up to apply for a funded position, but hold on. What boxes do you need to tick to be in the running? Well, the Graduate College Guidelines are your go-to playbook for graduate assistantship positions here at CSU. That's ensuring you meet these criteria is the cornerstone for a successful application. We're talking about academic achievements, maybe some relevant work or research experience, and of course, solid recommendation letters. So if you're wondering what you need to bring to the table, start with these essentials. Here's a gold nugget for you. Preparation is half the battle won. So get those transcripts ready, polish your resume, and gather those glowing letters of recommendation. Trust me, you'll want to be fully prepared when stepping into this competitive arena. The bottom line, do your homework and make sure you understand the requirements. This is your ticket to a funded academic journey, so make every qualification count, okay? All right, future pioneers, we've reached the grand finale of our guide, navigating the application process and understanding the timeline. So pay close attention, because timing is crucial here. By July, you should already be in talks with your prospective professor and have a tentative agreement to be recruited. This is not the time to start your search. It's the time to seal the deal. The paperwork and formalities that follow could wrap up in a month, but sometimes it takes a bit longer. So patience is key. Being fully prepared by July is crucial. This is when you consolidate all your hard work into an official application. And remember, this isn't a sprint. It's more like a relay race. Once you have the nod from your professor, you'll pass the baton to the administrative process, which could take some time. So stay engaged, follow through with all requirements, and keep those communication lines open. Good luck, and may you all find your golden ticket to a fulfilling and funded academic journey soon.